So Robert Emery was one of the ones who has done some really interesting work on mediation. He directs the Center for Children and Families and the Law at the University of Virginia. And Emery did this really cool study where he got a Virginia court to give him permission to flip a coin and assign people to court or to mediation. And then he followed these families for 12 years to look at how that, you know, the way the parents dissolved their marriage affected the outcome 12 years later in terms of the relationships parents had with each other and with their kids. So heads, you go to court, and tails, you go to mediation, spend 5 to 6 hours. And Emery said 12 years later, you could really tell who had gone through mediation.
12 years later, we found that 2 to 3 times as many of the non-residential parents, the parents that the child wasn't living with most of the time, were still seeing their kid every week, their children every week, compared to if the coin came up heads and they went on to court. So we doubled or tripled the rate of the participation of what we've said we want to do, that non-residential parent. And then when we looked at telephone calls, because we're 12 years later, a lot of these parents had moved away from each other. A lot of the kids had grown up and moved away from the home. When we looked at telephone calls, we found that if the coin came up tails and they went to mediation 12 years later, the non-residential parent, 50% of them were still talking with their children on the phone every week, compared to about 10% if the coin came up heads and they went to court. And so what the coin flip is important because that tells us that 5 or 6 hours of your time to work together 12 years earlier made a difference of fivefold in how often you were talking to your children on the telephone 12 years later.
That's an impressive difference. What do you suppose accounts for the fact that if you go through mediation, you're much more likely to have a much better relationship with your kids, let alone your ex-spouse?
I think a big part of it is that people who come up with an agreement on their own, there's more buy-in rather than having something imposed on you by a judge. And so I think people are more satisfied that they've had input and they're more willing to abide by it. Emery also said that the parents who had gone through mediation rated each other better as parents and had a better relationship with each other. And he said the only downside was that those were also some of the people who expressed regret at having gotten divorced in the first place.